Aaron Brown, and that was Keith Cicola. Well, you're in Tower, Minnesota. You can't be in Tower, Minnesota without talking to the publisher of the Tower, Timberjay. Welcome to our stage, Marshall Helmberger.
Happy to be here.
We're talking about change tonight, and Marshall, you've seen a lot of change in this area. You've been here 32 years, you were telling me, publishing the Timberjay, and a great source of news in northern Minnesota. So what is changing in northern Minnesota in your time here?
Well, you know, just looking at Tower in particular, one of the things that I've noticed when we first moved up here, Tower was very much a middle-class community. Really dominated by that World War II generation, just salt of the earth. It was a great place, and you know, it's been like a lot of, I think, small, isolated communities. It's been a tough 30 years, really. We've seen the hollowing out of the middle class really all across the country, and certainly we've seen it here. And it's been a challenge, you know, and of course, you know, Tower started out as a mining town, and now it's trying to make a transition to something new. And, you know, for a lot of time, a lot of the last few years, of course, people have thought, well, tourism was the solution with, you know, the Lake Vermilion and other things. But, you know, I think now there's a sense that you have to go a little bit beyond tourism, you know, just shaking a few dollars loose out of the tourists' pockets as they come through on the weekend isn't really going to be the solution to really bring a prosperous community in the long term. So we're really looking now at developing a community that has a lot more amenities to it. It's much more diverse, I think, and vibrant, and really focused on quality of life. And that you talked about the Lake Vermilion Cultural Center. That's a big part of it. We have these developments happening at the harbor. You mentioned that. And, of course, that's taken a little bit page out of Tower's history, going back and recreating that harbor.
Right, and so tell me about that harbor project. That's been something that's been going on for a while.
It really has been. In fact, you know, I hate to say it, but we had a groundbreaking for development at the harbor back in 2007. And of course, you know, we had the big financial crash, and there just wasn't much interest in any kind of real estate development. But things have now finally recovered enough that things are happening, and in fact, just last week, the City of Tower signed a land transfer agreement now, transferring a lot of the land around the harbor to a development group that has plans for townhouses and some commercial development there as well. And that's just the first phase. They're also looking at, right around the harbor area, a hotel, some additional residential development. One of the things that I'm particularly excited about is an idea for a small house development. You've heard of tiny houses. Well, this is a little bit bigger than tiny houses, but we're talking about small, well-built, you know, very energy-efficient houses, and I think you could have a really fascinating community of people who you would attract to a development like that. And so we're excited about that and maybe bringing in some new people and new energy, and we're already starting to see that in Tower.
And, of course, not to be negative, but I've heard a rumor that Sudan is some kind of criminal capital of the world or something. Is that true? That's in your paper this week.
Yes. Well, that was one of those stories that was a bit exaggerated. It showed up on Facebook, actually, a couple of weeks ago. It was one of these stories that I think in the social media sphere are known as clickbait. And I think the title was "The 10 Most Dangerous Places in Minnesota After Dark." And, you know, of course, people in our area were like, oh, my God, it must be the Twin Cities somewhere. And they look, and lo and behold, one of those places was Sudan, which was listed as the car theft capital of Minnesota. Well, of course, you know, we're a local newspaper, and people were talking about this, and we had to investigate it. So we talked to the chief of police, the Brighting police chief, Jesse Anderson, and we got the lowdown. And it turns out that in 2015, there actually, he reported 5 car thefts, which if you take that against the population of Tower and Sudan, you know, it actually gave you a pretty high rate. But as it turned out, most of these were not actually car thefts. In fact, there was only one car theft. The other ones were, well, friends or family happened to just borrow somebody's car without telling them. You know, and that happens all the time in Sudan because, you know, most people leave their keys in the car anyway. And if not, you know, they've got them somewhere out in an easy location to find in the house, and everybody's house is unlocked. So, you know, you need a car, you got to run to Tower or head out to Fortune Bay. You just grab a car.
Just grab a car.
And they come back. The car comes back.
Yeah.
But, you know, they get reported anyway as a car theft.
Okay.
And once it's in the database, you can't take it out.
So the streets of Sudan are safe.
They certainly are.
Okay, good. Well, it's a time of changing seasons. And, of course, anybody who drove up to Tower tonight to see the show got to see some of the fall colors. But what's part of the change in people's lifestyles? What are some of the things people look forward to here in the fall as we leave the summer season and get closer to the cold season?
Well, actually, one of the things is, you know, it's a secret that the best fishing of the year actually is in September and October. So that's one of the things that you've seen really change, is there's a lot more people out fishing this time of year. And, of course, there's hunting, which, you know, we've got the grouse season open right now. And that duck season actually opened today, so I heard a lot of shooting. And, of course, everybody is really preparing for the annual religious holiday of the deer season.
That's right. Well, I know one of us found shotgun pellets in their couch in the hotel here tonight, so I know there's some duck hunters out there today who are a few pellets short. Well, Marshall Helmberger here. Marshall Helmberger from the Tower Timber Jay, thanks for joining us tonight.
Happy to be here.